He finally just drank, I whispered. I didn't seem to be able to stop talking, not till I finished telling what I thought was all of it. And the last I see him, he's blind in the cedars from drinking, and every time I see him put the bottle to his mouth, he don't suck out of it. It sucks out of him until he's shrunk so wrinkled and yellow even the dogs don't know him. And we had to cart him out of the cedars in a pickup to a place in Portland to die. I'm not saying they kill. They didn't kill him. They did something else. I was feeling awfully sleepy. I didn't want to talk anymore. I tried to think back on what I'd been saying, and it didn't seem like what I'd wanted to say. I've been talking crazy, ain't I? Yeah, Chief. He rolled over in his bed. You've been talking crazy. It wasn't what I wanted to say. I can't say it all. It don't make sense. I didn't say it didn't make sense, Chief. I just said it was talking crazy. He didn't say anything after that for so long I thought he'd gone to sleep. I wish I'd told him good night. I looked over at him and he was turned away from me. His arm wasn't under the covers and I could just make out the aces and eights tattooed there. It's big, I thought. Big as my arms used to be when I played football. I wanted to reach over and touch the place where he was tattooed to see if he was still alive. He's laying awful quiet, I told myself. I had to touch him to see if he's still alive. That's a lie. I know he's still alive. That ain't the reason I want to touch him. I want to touch him because he's a man. That's a lie, too. There's other men around. I could touch them. I want to touch him because I'm one of these queers. But that's a lie, too. That's one fear hiding behind another. If I was one of these queers, I'd want to do other things with him. I just want to touch him because he's who he is. But as I was about to reach over to that arm, he said, "Say, Chief," and rolled in bed with a lurch of covers, facing me. "Say, Chief, why don't you come on this fishing trip with us tomorrow?" I didn't answer. "Come on, what do you say? I look for it to be one hell of an occasion. You know these two aunts of mine coming to pick us up?" "Why, those ain't aunts, man, no. Both those girls are working shimmy dancers and hustlers I know from Portland. What do you say to that?" I finally told him I was one of the indigents. "You're what?" "I'm broke." "Oh," he said. "Yeah, I hadn't thought of that." He was quiet for a time again, rubbing that scar on his nose with his finger. The finger stopped. He raised up on his elbow and looked at me.